Now, in the previous edition of Life Matters, Michael McKenzie took a sleep test that confirmed that he has obstructive sleep apnea. It's a condition that affects tens of thousands of us. And in this series, Michael is diarising his experience trialling a CPAP machine. CPAP stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. And in this episode, Michael meets the woman of his disrupted dreams. But first, he's off for his week one check-in with the pharmacist.
Okay, hello. It's the end of the first week, and I have to say, things haven't gone as well as I'd hoped. I'll explain more when I go and see Dustin, which I'm doing now. So, yeah, hope we can fix this, because I'm not having a great time. So let me just recap episode one of Adventures in CPAP. I have mild apnea with a level of 7.2, when no apnea gets you a score of 5. My blood oxygen levels should be around 94 to 98%. Mine go as low as 84%. And we've also learned a really interesting fact. All apnea sufferers snore, but not all snorers have apnea. So right now, I'm walking into Dustin's pharmacy carrying the CPAP machine. Inside that machine is a little SD card, the same kind of card you get in cameras. It's been recording my data of sleep behaviour and sleep events on the CPAP machine over the last week. So this is the moment of truth. We get a look at the data that I've racked up in my nights.
Yes,
I have to admit to you, I didn't wear it last night.
That's okay.
Because I just felt a bit crap. Yeah.
If you're feeling unwell, it is really difficult to use CPAP because of the physical blockage. Pull the pin on it for a couple of days till you're right and then restart. That's the only time we've got that grace period.
Okay, all right. Thanks for the warning.
So we basically just take the chip out of the machine.
Mm-hmm. So if it's doing its job, I should see an immediate benefit.
We should see improvement in the numbers pretty much straight away, yes.
You're right, yeah. Okay.
Now, in terms of you feeling better, not necessarily. That can take at least 4 weeks, admittedly.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So
that's interesting.
But the numbers will be hopefully telling us that you're being a good boy and that the numbers are improving already.
Dustin slides the data card from my dream station into his laptop, and up comes a display of my sleep behaviours over the last week in a series of graphs and charts.
So the graph does vary throughout the night, indicating that the pressures needed throughout the night vary quite a lot.
Okay.
This is the second night.
So often when I'm in a deeper sleep pattern, that is when the machine is called upon to provide more pressure into the body.
Exactly. Usually,
yes. Okay. Yeah. So that's actually a healthy indication that I'm at a deeper sleep.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, the pressures needed is higher, but because there's no gaps in the treatment indicating that you are asleep.
What's that figure, average AHI?
So the AHI is that apnea hypopty index, just like the stock exchange has an index. But it's the higher the number, the more amount of apnea or hypopnea events we're having.
So unlike the stock exchange, we actually want this to go down.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. So for someone without sleep apnea should have a figure below 5.
That's and what have you got so far for me?
We've got it at 9.5, so not ideal at this time. Given you've been unwell though, I think that's certainly to be factored in.
And the lower the figure, the more likely it is I'm having a restful sleep?
Potentially, yes, because you're having less apneas and hypopnea events.
An event would constitute what? What may happen in an event for me?
So that's either that partial blockage, full blockage, the muscles are relaxing a bit too much, the epiglottis is closing over, those sort of physical events.
Yep. I remember when you brought back the results of the sleep study, you showed me that I had more than 1,000 snoring events in one night. Does that have any indications here of what's
going
on?
Not on this data here, but have you got anyone else to ask you if that has improved?
No, actually, not in the last week, no. No, I haven't.
So that's the best person to ask usually. You could always record it yourself. It will eliminate snoring, definitely.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. We have had people that have shown negative to sleep apnea and still use it to reduce snoring, and it's very effective for that. absolutely.
I hope you're all listening out there. I'm back on the market because I'm quiet. Okay. All right. All right. So what do we draw from all this?
What do you draw from all this? Average usage per night was 4 hours 20 minutes. So just over that 4 hour mark, but be looking to try and improve that on this next week.
Okay.
Let's try and even get to the 6-7 hour mark would be fantastic.
When things are going well, should I wake up feeling noticeably more alert and more refreshed?
Yes, in time.
Okay,
yes.
But it will take time because I have to say this week, I've been maybe psychosomatically hoping that would happen, but by the middle of this week when perhaps my airways started getting a bit congested, you might be able to hear this in my voice, I didn't wake up in that manner. And when I was at work, I felt exhausted, I have to say.
Being early days, that's to be expected. And also because, unfortunately, you've had a cold in the first week, it's a bit unlucky.
Sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep. I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
So in the middle of my CPAP machine trial to see if it's going to change my sleeping patterns, I'm just filling up the machine with distilled water, ready for tonight.
So, darling, can I have some water also, please, for mine?
See, I found someone who also has one. She's a CPAPper as well, and it wasn't even something we knew we had in common until later.
So demineralise me.
Yes, yours is a little older than mine. Here's the,
mine's pink. Mine's a ResMed.
And it's obviously auto-set for her.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right, so you've got yours set up. I've got mine.
Now, I have a different mask than you, so I have to actually spend a little bit more time strapping in.
Okay. Knock yourself out. I'll do mine. So how long have you had a CPAP machine?
I have had a CPAP machine for approximately 3 years.
And when you got one, what did that make you think would happen when it came to relationships?
Actually, that's a really interesting question because I do remember going on the sleep study and being rather shocked that I had sleep apnea. And I bought home a CPAP machine and trialled it. And it was a little bit life-changing for me because I woke up in the morning for the first week and felt so energised. It was almost like, step aside world, I'm coming through. However, there was a part of me as a single person who then went, I guess I'll remain single for a very long time because how do I make this attractive?
And did you ever have an answer for that?
No. It's something I'm negotiating.
So it's not something you can actually broach in any conversations with any potential partners. Oh, by the way, wouldn't be a CPAP user, would you? I mean, you're not going to say that, are you?
Yeah, no, probably not. The conversation about snoring certainly comes up.
Really?
Yeah, it does. There gets a point where it needs to be negotiated.
So you thought, if I'm ever going to have a relationship, I'm just going to be a secret CPAPper when they're not in the house.
That's right. I've got a secret snorkel under the bed.
It's more like an unsnorkel, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, more like a snorkelopagus, the friend that you don't have.
That you no really one else don't. Can see.
Exactly.
You are the big bird of apnea.
That's right. Indeed. I have a secret friend.
But hang on. Here's the thing. If you don't use it and you're with someone you like and they're sharing your bed, they're going to know that along with your apnea comes some snoring. Whereas if you produce the machine and put it on and face the indignity of them seeing you looking like that, at least you know that they'll have a peaceful sleep with you, which means they may want to come back.
That's right. And I won't be tired and grumpy the next day.
Neither will they.
No, indeed. However, that being said, haven't been brave enough until now when I've met somebody else who has a CPAP.
And then suddenly everything just falls into place.
Synchronized snorkeling.
before you think this all means that Ingrid and I are in some kind of CPAP heaven, it's actually a little more complicated than that. My trial machine automatically changes its air pressure to suit the needs of my airways over the time I'm asleep. Ingrid's machine, being older, has been set by a sleep specialist to ramp up over the first hour of sleep to blow full force, no matter what her nose and throat actually require.
I just need to put my pipes, click my pipes in.
And the result? Well, after her honeymoon period, when Ingrid felt invigorated after a night on CPAP, she started to unconsciously swallow huge amounts of air into her stomach, and she'd wake up feeling bloated and sore.
I have a nasal pillow. What do you have?
I have a nasal pillow too, but mine's more of a head strap, whereas yours has got a pipe on the top.
And so obviously after a while, she gave up on using the machine because it was just so uncomfortable.
I would have to say too that yours is more a nasal intruder. Because mine gently sits underneath the nostrils, where yours announces it's found the front door and has entered using a crowbar.
There's certainly, I do feel under pressure. There's no doubt about that. Okay. And I have to say, it does take about an hour or so for the imprints of the straps in the morning to disappear from my face.
Next time in Adventures in CPAP, pharmacist Dustin really starts to dread my visits, and I seek more answers to difficult questions from someone who runs a sleep clinic for hundreds of people in a large public hospital. In the meantime,
I've got the climate control tracking on auto set.
And I've got my pushy air into my nose already.
As have I. And I feel like I should be on Everest or doing something a little bit more exciting.
One small CPAP for woman and man. One giant pair of lungs for mankind. Good night.
Good night. Sweet dreams.
Michael McKenzie on his adventures in CPAP. And while we wait breathless for the next instalment, you can find links on sleep apnea research and various techniques to address it on the Life Matters website.